You are now tuned in to the Bleed Blue Show. Here are your hosts, Steve Blair and Chris Miles.
Co-host Steve, alongside my Bleed Blue partner in crime, Chris. We will be joined by the Bleed Blue Show stakeholders, always talking New York football giants on the round table, 929-477-4171. As always, the call number to speak live or listen in from your touchtone phones, BleedBlueShow.com for the live stream, and of course, Twitter, Instagram, Google Plus, at Bleed Blue Show. Of course, today on the Bleed Blue Show, we will be discussing the New York football giants, the linebackers, also in addition. We will be discussing Reuben Randall, Jonathan Hankins, and, of course, the news down the pike with Jason Pierre-Paul, the firecracker gate. But, Christopher, what's going on? How you doing?
Well, it was a very good weekend. It was very nice. I'm full. I have my fill of liquid cheer, if you will. it's been a very, very exhilarating party the last two or three days. But, hey, time we get down to Blue Church here and, you know, worship at the altar here. So let's go. But you got some shout outs for me first, Steve. Right?
Yeah, we got the shout outs. Shout outs again to the New York football giant crews across the country, whether in California, the Giants crew in Chicago, St. Louis, of course, Atlanta, Newark, New Jersey, Beast of the East, Dallas Metro crew, the Big Blue crew of the Carolinas, of course, the DMV crew. Out there in the mid-Atlantic area, South Florida, down in Miami, Port St. Lucie, Orlando, Jacksonville, all across the country. New York football giants. And of course, the Bleed Blue Show, we promote the Big Blue Round, the Big Blue Takeover, the fifth annual edition. This September 11th through the 13th, New York football giant fans, if you want to party with New York football giant fans across the country, week one out in Dallas, Texas. Go to GiantsTimeTravel.com. Go to GiantsTime. Right now, they got a special right now, Chris, for the Giants for week one. If you are a Giants fan, you want some discounts, and you want an upfront payment right now for the, the cruise, the Blues cruise, whatever you want to call it. Up until next week, July 12th, they have you can put down a deposit to get your name on a manifesto for the cruise, for the brunch cruise. So check out that on GiantsTimeTravel.com. You can also go to bbwcdmnyg.net. That's the Big Blue Big Blue Wrecking Crew, the website for the Dallas Metro crew, where you can also get tickets for all the events from Friday, from Saturday, the cruise, the daiquiri, the pool party, the Sunday, the $20 tailgate at AT&T Stadium, week one versus the Dallas Cowboys. It's going to be a hell of an event. Oh, of course, also the breakfast, Chris. You can't forget about the breakfast, the send-away breakfast.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I tell you what, I won't forget about it, and those of us who are going on this trip will not forget about it because it's going to be a real nice blue weekend, man. I mean, everybody's going to be adorned in their gear. Everybody's going to be enjoying themselves. It's sort of like this is the kind of thing I love because everybody that's going to have some kind of Giants gear on is going to get love from somebody else that they don't know that has the very same uniform, if you will. And it's just going to be a camaraderie of beauty. So let's just go ahead and do it. Let's have fun. Come on out there to Dallas, man, because there's more to come after that.
Yeah, it's going to be one big G-Fam reunion out in Dallas, Texas, week one. Not only on that, but you got the Saints game, Halloween weekend out there. You have the Tampa game. You have the Dolphin game, the Monday night game. Giant fans, it's not just one game, but it's all the games, but the feature, of course, Dallas, you want to be there week one. It's nothing like it. And I'm not just saying to say because I've been there a couple of times. I'm really saying it really is one of the best Giant fan experiences out there. Even it may seem like it's Dallas, but it's a lot of Giant, New York football Giant fans you can relate to, hang out with, party with, all that. So it's all out there, Chris.
Right.
Well, let's get into the off-season stuff discussion. Of course, we're going to discuss the linebackers. We're going to discuss Reuben Randall, Jonathan Hankins, of course, later. But, of course, the big news. Earlier today that came down the pipe. We're going to discuss. We're going to let the fans tee off. I'm not even going to say much because I try to tell you guys, this team is cursed, man, with the injuries. Injuries, man. We are cursed. I try to tell you. I said Final Destination. I said Madden cover curse. It's gonna come back one way or another. Y'all don't want to believe me. I try to tell y'all. I'm here to tell y'all so. You can't make this up. You can't make this up. But we're gonna bring the calls one by one. Let them weigh off, Chris. But before we let you on, you know, we already know. Give up the 3 minutes to make your points, and then we'll go on to the next person. So we try to be as fluid and as concise with our points as possible. If you're going to be on the phone as long as you want to be, make sure you mute your phones in the background and limit all the background noise. And, of course, you can always bring your opinions and your questions to the roundtable so we can all get your answer your question and get your perspective. Right, Chris?
That's absolutely correct. And please don't get too passionate to where you start yelling because that kills some of the noise. That affects some of the communication, too. So let's roll, man. Let's just
Without further ado, we're going to bring the guys in one by one. Remember, just try to be as concise as possible. Let's bring on Asim. He's the first in line. Chris, Asim, what's up? How you doing?
What's up, my bro?
What's going on, brother?
No, I'm not talking to you, sir.
I'm good, man. I'm just here. I'm like y'all, man. I'm counting the weeks down for the season. And, you know, that's it, man. I'm just waiting for football to start and then piggyback and have basketball start after that. But that's another conversation for Wednesday.
That's okay. You know.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I got a lot to talk to you about that, too. But yeah. That's Wednesday's talk. You're right, though.
Yeah, man. But, you know.
I'm laughing because I see how tempted both of y'all are.
I know.
Trying to keep on the other side.
Nah, man, I'm not gonna be no parts of hijacking the podcast, man. Like y'all did with that Yankee podcast, that was iTunes gold, Joe.
I can't do.
Oh my God,
that.
Joe.
No, we can't. We gotta.
That was gold, Joe. But yeah, man, I'm like you, Steven. I heard this news and I'm sitting here like, bro, you gotta be kidding me. You gotta be absolutely kidding me. But you know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, man, on the post. I told you I'm done, man. I'm done, yo. There's no more that I could do, man. You know what I'm saying? Listen, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I defended this dude to the hills. You know what I'm saying? When everybody was like, yo, he not worth this, he not worth that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, but you got to look at how young he still is. You know what I mean? He played a run. He played, you know what I'm saying? He played a pass, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? I try to be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I think he's going to mature this, that, and the third, you know. You know, I think fatherhood is going to change him and all that. Like, I defended this man to the hills, man. And then for him to come and make one of the most dumbest, asinine fucking mistakes that you could possibly make.
I know.
You know what I mean? So, at the end of the day, it is what it is, man. I'll wash my hands of the situation. If the organization decided they want to move on from him, I'm all for it. Give somebody else another opportunity. You know what I mean? We don't got time, yo. We just don't have the time.
We really don't. We really don't. It's probably one of the dumbest things I really have seen or heard of. Or when you do this, you know what bothers me about this? I'm not going to go off script too long, Steve. We got another callers here. Wait. But, it's like part of you is the giant, diehard giant super fan that you are really, really pissed. Okay, because you know you lose a player, you lose a potential superstar, you lose a big part of your season, possibly you lose a lot with him on the field, not being on the field. But then there's the other part that, as a man, a father, a brother, a professional, you look at it through those eyes. You go, what the fuck are you thinking about? Why did you even attempt to go there? Why are you in that place? Why are you a spectacle right now? What kind of maturity level are you exhibiting? Who's mentoring you? That's the part that I got. That kind
of
hit me hard. So I don't
want to
see
you
another time. Sorry, sir.
A lot of questions. You're right.
Yeah. So that kind of bothered me. So I that was my issue, man.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
For the disclaimer, I'm bringing on the next caller. I am not laughing at the fact that he is actually injured. We actually hopes and prayers he comes to a speedy recovery. I laugh as the Bleed Blue Show host that I told you so. One way or another, this crap happens with our New York Football Giants. I told you so. I didn't say how it was going to happen, but this stuff, you can't make this up. Let's get O's thoughts. O's been on the line. O, Peace and blessings. How you doing?
What's up, off?
Oh! Is he there?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's go. Let's see. Let's bring on, let's see, 904-964. Are you there?
You said 904.
I'll be 404. I'm sorry. 404-954.
Yo, Steve, what up, man? It's your boy Daniel, man.
Oh, Daniel, what's up? How you doing?
Oh, man, Daniel. I've been a minute for you, bro.
Oh,
how
you
doing?
You know,
yeah,
big,
I know.
Big,
I know.
You know it's big.
Yo. I was on Facebook when I seen the incident. I started laughing. The first thing came up to my mind was that Madden curse, man. People actually don't believe that shit. And it's happening to us like one, bit by bit, man.
Told
like,
you.
Take it or not, like, believe it or not, that shit is happening, man. You know what I'm saying? And then, like the stuff with Jason Pierre-Paul, that shit is not serious, though. It's not career ending, so he going to be all right.
Yeah.
So they saying right now. I just read up on it. They saying it's all right.
I hope so. I hope it is.
Yeah.
When you hear something like firecrackers in your hands,
you
got to be real precautious. You got to be on the observant of that. Like, how does this happen? That's my first thought going through this. Like,
You're an NFL player
with a franchise tag tender right there on the table. Why would you even put yourself in this situation? That's my first question.
JDB is a big kid, man. You know what I'm saying? He's a big kid. So, you know, he probably was doing some dumb stuff, you know, living his life.
Yeah.
So that's why he probably wasn't thinking about it.
Yeah.
Let's get
Dre's thoughts. Dre, what's going on? How you doing?
Man. I'm looking on Facebook. I'm like, what? Come on now, this thing. I Google it. You know, I'm like, come on, man.
Unbelievable.
It's
fucking unbelievable.
It's crazy, man. People on Facebook, man. I saw a post where somebody said, and I really think that should be his nickname from now on. They said JPP stands for Just Playing Plaxico.
Mm.
Hey, I think it fits. You know what I'm saying? He didn't shoot himself, but, you know, Plax screwed himself. JPP screwed himself. You know? We getting injured players, man. I can see if he got injured in OTAs or something. Come on now. Don't get injured when you're not even nowhere near the football field. And the most messed up part about it is, Steve, it happened down here where I'm at. I'm down here, and it happened down here. And I didn't know about it until I looked on Facebook, yo. Like,
oh, Lord.
It's unofficial. Supposedly, I heard he blew two of his fingers off and his thumb or something, but that's unofficial. But if those limbs are attached, man, I say just throw one of them old school billy clubs on his hand. You know, the technology we got nowadays, they could throw one of them on there. He just club. You know, he could just club his way to the quarterback, man.
Yeah.
But
I don't even know if that's going to pass NFL protocol. But let's get some more guys on the round table. Let's go to Jet. Jet, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, how
what's
you doing,
up,
man?
What's up? Nothing much, man.
What's going on, Charles?
Ain't nothing, man. Hey, it's like me and O said it. We told y'all, man. You know, everybody wanted to say, well, you know, he having a baby. He's going to mature. He's going to get, you know, he's going to start acting the part. You know, since he's settling down. Nah, we told y'all, man. You know, that guy has shown immaturity a lot. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that this is happening. It really doesn't. You know, that's why I wanted that insurance policy, man, with somebody like a Greg Hardy. I could care less about the games. Guy's young, so we could bounce back from him missing a certain amount of games. You secure, when you got somebody like Greg Hardy out there, you secure that type of player because we didn't know what was going to happen with JPP. Still got, you know, he's healthy, but, you know, once you have a back injury, man, you got to kind of monitor that type of thing. throughout your career. So I always was skeptical anyway, with you know, going into the season with him anyway. But, you know, it's unfortunate, man. We really don't have a backup plan for him. You know, we got a lot of possibilities, a lot of upside with a lot of players. You know, Moore, Double O, some of the other guys. But there's no surefire guy that could come in. You know he's going to get 10 sacks. It's a huge problem, man. And you got to have your fingers to be able to grab, you know, engage,
wow,
disengage. So that's pretty much, it could be a career-ending thing if it's severe like that, like they're saying it is. You lose one finger, that hurts in your leverage when you're engaged with the player. You can't just, you know, we're talking about techniques and all that stuff like that. This is pros, man. This ain't college where you can run around somebody. So that hurts. It hurts if he got a few fingers blown off, man. That's not going to be good. That might be career-ending for the fella.
Well, they say it's not that serious, man. Right now, you know, like, nobody really knows, like, the injury. TMZ just put it out there, it's severe. You know, just to have people on their toes. We don't really know what the injury like. He probably did get injured, but it's probably not even that serious. Until he come out showing, like, yo, I lost two fingers, then we gonna actually believe it. Right now, just hope that he's all right. He really didn't blow his fingers off.
Yeah, that news is going to the way it's going to come down. As of right now, the reports, the sources, they can't even get to this guy. They can't even find him. He won't return the calls. So right now, you're right, Daniel, and everybody's right. So we don't know the severity of the injury. We know, but when I hear that, it can't be good. It can't be good.
Yeah, when you saying severe,
severe
sounds
bad.
Ain't nobody. Come on, none of us on this phone call right now, idiots. We all smart guys. When you say severe, we're not talking about a cut. We're not talking about a bruise. We're not talking about some swelling. Severe means that he had something catastrophic happen to his hand. So the only thing that could be that's catastrophic is the loss of some limbs. That's it. Because cutting it open or busting it open, you can sew that back up. You know what I mean? I mean, if it was some kind of nerve damage or something like that, I just can't see that being associated with an explosion. I did firecrackers last night, man. If you do it the wrong way, that's an explosion. Severe.
Yeah.
That's got to be – that's ugly, man. That does not sound good right now. It sounds
definitely
all bad.
You're so right, Charles. You're right.
It's all bad,
stupid,
man.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Let's bring on Robbie. Robbie, what's going on? How you doing? Welcome to the roundtable.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Rob? How you feeling, bro?
Pretty good, man. I'm just getting some more information on this Jason Pierre-Paul stuff. From what I've heard, man, he was in the hospital, obviously a little bit ago, and he's still in there right now in Miami. And apparently, no fingers are off. It's just flesh came clean off of his hand. But no fingers are off.
Thank God.
That's what I was saying. Like, TMZ be OD'ing stuff, man. They be overdoing it. Like,
yeah, that's,
you know what I'm saying? They be overdoing it.
Yeah, my friend, you guys know License Plate Guy, right? Y'all know who that is?
LBG.
Yeah,
so I know him.
Yeah.
And, he got to talk to him, I guess, because they're close or whatnot. And he told me that there's no fingers off. It was just flesh and that he's in high spirits and he's doing all right.
That's good. That sounds like good news. It could have been a lot worse. But this still raises the question. Charles actually brings up a good question. Let's go around the round table. What's the timetable? Is it going to be back by training camp? Is he going to be back by some time in the regular season? Assume a worst case scenario. How do you see this thing? The way this has developed, as what information you know.
First off, before I even say anything, let me go on the record to say, Charles, my brother, you was right. I owe you my sincerest apologies. You tried to tell me, you know, you led the horse to water. I refused to drink, but goddamn it, I'm sipping constantly right now. Like I told the fellas earlier, as far as I'm concerned, I'm done. If I was Reef, I would pull the fucking franchise tender back right now and just let him see what he could get on the open market. That's personally me, but worst case scenario for him would be to be on the PUP list and don't come back into the season until about week 9. Because you're on there, you gotta meet them, you gotta miss at least 6 weeks for the season, and then they give you that 3-week window in which to practice, and by the end of the 9th week, you gotta be activated or not. So he could miss anywhere from 6 to 9 games before he actually plays. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is, what they decide to do. I like I said before, fellas, I wash my hands of the situation with this cat. You know, I defended him to the hills, and I can't defend him no more, man. You can't make asinine decisions like that when you got so many multi-millions on the table. So whatever they do with him is what they do with him, man. And like I said, I always root for the name of my team on the front of the jersey, not on the back. And in this case, it's the name on the side of the helmet, and it's not the name on the back of it. So he comes, he goes, I'm still repping Big Blue.
All right, let's go to Daniel. Daniel, what's your thoughts as far as a worst-case scenario with the Giants? Business-wise and, I guess, on the field, how this is going to affect the team as the information as we know it now? I mean, he may be back week one. We don't know, but how would you prepare for this? And then we'll go around the roundtable. We'll go to Daniel. Start with Daniel, Dre, Charles, Robbie, Chris, then myself. And then also, if you're not speaking, just mute your phones real quick. Thank you.
Man. From all the information we like till today, boy, man, I really don't know what to say about it. Like, really, I was just waiting to week one start, because I stopped reading about the Giants like long time ago because they keep saying some BS, like talk about them. I really don't know up to this point. I'm just up in the air now.
Okay. All right. You anything else you want to add, or you want to go continue on?
Nah, that's it.
All right. What about you, Dre Graham?
Yeah. I mean, as far as playing there, I don't know. Like they just said, you know, somebody might say he might be back week one. I mean, if he do come back week one, then, you know, he probably going to have that club on his hand. You know, I say put the club on his hand, put him out there. But you really can't do that because this is stupid as hell what he did. So you got to discipline him. So it has to be some repercussion. You know, see what I'm saying? It has to be something to punish him. And did he even, I mean, I'm not even sure. Did he even sign a franchise tag yet? He didn't even sign his contract yet, did he? Oh, man, how dumb can you see what I'm saying, man? I mean, I don't know, man. I'm lost for words. I'm like, I told somebody on Facebook, I was like, man, I'm so pissed off that I should look up the hospital at and go kick his ass for doing it. Straight up. Just go up there, like, man, how stupid can you be, man? If y'all, hey.
Yeah.
Next.
Don't worry. I didn't try to hurt JTP. I was up there to discipline him. That's all y'all need to know.
Yeah.
All right, y'all should go in and get locked up because you know it's going to be mad security up there. You know? But nah, man. It's crazy, man. Like Steve said, you got to laugh about it, man. Not because he injured, because it's like I told you.
We've seen this story before.
I knew it. I didn't know how it was going to happen, but I knew something was going to happen. So, no, I don't. That's all I got, man. I really ain't got nothing else on that.
Let's go to Charles. Charles, let's get your thoughts as far as business-wise, on the field-wise. How do you look at the totality? What's going through your mind when you see the situation? How are we going to weigh this out on a worst-case scenario, best-case scenario?
I mean, best-case scenario, you know, it's like old boy said, it's some type of flesh wound. He can still use all his limbs. All his fingers work properly. And you know, it put a bandage on it. You know what I mean? Maybe it's just a severe flesh wound. He'll heal in 2 or 3 weeks. You know, maybe he'll miss a few days, a week or two of training camp. Worst case scenario, you know, he got some fingers off. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, I love license plate guy, but he's not credible to me. Until it's an official report out, it's just hard to gauge what's going on. So until that medical report comes out and that official report comes out, we just don't know, man. I mean, worst case scenario, you're gonna miss some months, you know. And I mean, man, come on, the stars are lining up. Rolando McClain out for 4 games, Dez threatening to hold out. the stars was lining up for us to start fast this year. You know what I mean? And for him to do that, man, that's just. I mean, I ain't going to say he did anything wrong. Like I said, I did firecrackers last night. But at the same time, I think, Steve, you said, when you got that kind of money, you know, dude, have somebody, you can pay somebody to throw on a show for you. You don't have to do it yourself. You know, you can pay somebody to put that together for you, and you can sit back in your lawn chair and enjoy that thing. And, you know, why some of these guys don't think like that, you know, they are human. But why some of these guys don't think like that is beyond me, man. You think I wouldn't have been sweating and huffing and puffing last night trying to firecracker last night if I had the money to pay somebody else to do it. I would have had somebody else do it, man. But, you know, it's just like some of these guys riding motorbikes, man. You have a responsibility to your team to stay healthy, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing with Odell Beckham playing basketball. Hey, you're a great talent, but I don't want you out there jumping over the hoop. I don't want you doing that, man. You got a responsibility to your team and to the fans to stay healthy and be ready to play football. And when these guys do some of these things, man, it's frustrating, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we don't have no insurance policies. I don't even know any free agents that can even come in and take up half his production if he's out a long extended period of time. So I don't even know what kind of moves we can even make at this point to compensate for him being out, if he's going to be out.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Robbie, what about you? You're next, and then we'll bring in a couple calls. Chris, go ahead, Robbie.
Well, yeah, man, like I said on the last show, it's just kind of – the thing that bugs me is him. It's just him being childish, man, you know. It's not even like he's in New York right now, you know. He says he's grinding out and all this stuff, and it's cool to be on vacation, man, you know. 4th of July, that's cool, man, but – don't lie to all of our faces and then go do some dumb shit like this. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody else was saying, I did fireworks last night. Shit, I did mortars. I did all that good stuff. But when you got a whole city, everybody depending on you, man, your team, your fans, everybody depending on you, you do some dumb shit like that, man. It looks bad on his part, and he's trying to figure out why the Giants won't pay him long term, man. But this is why. He's known to be childish and make mistakes like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to be someone that we look up to and we say, hey, man, this is our guy, you know, you got to be consistent. Look at Eli Manning, man. He hasn't got hurt in, what, 170-something games, I don't know. And he stayed true to his team, man, and he works, and he got stronger this offseason. What has Jason Pierre-Paul done, man? What has he done? You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. Let's bring on Adam to further this conversation.
What up, my dude? What's up? How you doing? Hey, Adam.
Yo, Adam.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. I had it on mute. Yeah, this
yes,
whole
sir.
Thing
how you
is,
doing?
I'm doing all right. I don't even really know what to say about this thing, man. This guy continually does stupid stuff. And, you know, somebody said worst-case scenario of missing months. Actually, worst-case scenario, he never plays football again, actually. Because, you know, who knows? I mean, I guess probably best-case scenario, he didn't lose any fingers, but he probably has nerve damage, and that obviously affects tackling. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, somebody just said, I don't know, a few people ago said something about pulling a tender. I don't know that I would do that, but, you know, I don't see, you know, I couldn't blame Reese for doing that if he does, but... You know, let's just say he's out for a little while. I mean, let's just say that for who's going to – I mean, I'm thinking they're going to have to get that Odie cat from UCLA. They're going to have to get him ready to go. I'm thinking him and DeMonte yep. Moore or – I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess they got – what's his face? The guy from Dallas. Selvy. Yeah, Selvy. I wonder who they would go with if JPP, like, you know, let's say he never puts on a jersey again, who are they going to go with on the other side? I mean, you know, a lot of these cats are young cats who don't have barely any experience. So I don't know, man. This is crazy because obviously he's been working out like crazy. You know, he's always posting videos on, you know, whatever, Twitter, whatnot. And, you know, I think he was down to 275 and he looked like he was, you know, in great shape, you know, ready to go. But you never know. Like one caller just said something about, you know, he could miss up to 9 games with that franchise tender and still get paid after once he plays the 10th game. So you never know what he was going to do. But I think it'll just be interesting to see what happens because obviously nobody really knows anything right now. So,
All right,
bro.
We'll go back around. Let's bring on old Chris. Old, what's going on? Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings, fam. Peace and blessings. What's going on?
Oh, how you doing,
sir?
Man, I've been telling y'all a long time about this man. I just don't understand it. See, these things are starting to. It's like it's everything I was saying is starting to come true, man. This guy don't think. He just talks a lot. He say the right things, but he's not about what he say, man. I'm tired of it, and it's just that, man. For you to be. I can understand you're on vacation, you're doing your thing, you got your personal life, but you are obligated to the New York Giants football team, man. That's what they pay you for. That's your job all year round. I don't care. That got to be on your mind 24. You got to stay healthy. This is your job. You know, your 16 games, it happens in the fall, but, you know, in the winter, but at the same time, you got to stay healthy and right all year round. That's your job. And you got to be, you know, you got to carry yourself a certain way. You know, and that's just plain and simple. And I'm telling you, man, for the last couple of years, with the injuries and the actions I've seen on social media about with this guy, it just proves to me he's just. I'm thinking he's just riding the bus, man. You know, excuse the background. I'm still at family house. I'm out of town, family reunion, but I had to call in. It's sad, man. I'm totally in shock, man. Like, not even in shock. It wouldn't shock me that somebody like this happens to just, like a person like Jason Pierre-Paul, because he's a very playful dude, man. He likes to play around. He likes to joke. And you know what happened to jokers sometimes, man. Sometimes they got to pay the consequences for their own joke. You know, stuntmans do it. Everything do it. Everybody gets hurt. But he just. In your contract, yeah, man, I would think you would be careful and take things super serious. Well, you know, you're going to make a statement this year to set your bank account for the next, you know, 10 years around this piece. But I guess not, man. I pray to God he can use his hands again and everything can be all right. But this is going to be another setback for us, man. I'm telling you.
I know.
I'd be real interested to be on that. Let's bring on.
Go enjoy your family, man. You don't have to hang out, man. You did your piece. Go enjoy your family and your weekend, dude.
No, I'm a muted, and I'm going to be in the background. I come in every now and then. All
right.
It's a blue church, Chris. You know this blue church.
Yo, right quick. Yo, right quick, man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The hell was he doing holding it? If you blow your hand up, you had to be holding it, man.
Or
either you lit it with a match. You know, they got lighters now with the long nose. You know, the long lighters that you as long as they got those. How was your hands close to the fuse anyway?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Good point. Hey, Chris, let's bring on 605.
Yeah,
I believe it's Nacho. He ain't heard from a while. Nacho, what's going on? How you doing?
What's up, Nacho?
Yo, what's up?
Nacho in the box.
What's happening? What's up, bro?
You know,
how you feeling?
We got dumbass Andrew Quarles shooting off a gun in the parking lot. And now we got JPP letting out firecrackers in his hand, most assumably that they was in his hand like the host just said. One of the hosts just said it could be, you know, he was down low lighting it. I'm going to let you know right now, I live in Arizona. We don't have the big ones that go boom at the local stores. You got to, you know, search for those. So I got the ones that you light by your hand, and they just sparkle pretty much, go high in the air, very little high in the air. And that's it. I lit about maybe 35, 40 last night, and I think zero of them touched my hand when I was lighting them. I'm down near 30, and I don't make millions of dollars, but I could figure out a way to light a firecracker without putting it near my hand. The thing is that I get to is when you got a neighbor of yours, the tweets have been deleted subsequently since now. A neighbor had tweeted out, he had, I believe, what seemed to be a U-Haul truck full of fireworks. And then she's tweeting out, you know, we're having fun and going to set these fireworks off. And then she's tweeting out he's hurt early this morning. Number one, who are you letting around you? You're letting other people in your space and probably hyping you up about why don't you light one and things like that. Obviously, we don't know what was said or going on in the specifics, but you could imagine what was said or could have done
to make someone want to light something off in their hand or whatever, what have you. I'm just not – I just don't – I'm at a loss for words like most Giants fans are, and I'm not even a Giants fan. I don't understand why you put yourself in that position. Not only are you subsequently the face of this defense, but you are the man. If you have a great year and you go off, your team may make the playoffs the first time in 4 years, three, 4 years, and you might actually do something. So to be making that kind of money – to be wanting to make that kind of money, contract year, I'm paying someone $200 to light all my fireworks for me. I don't understand why you're not, you know, just sitting back, relaxing, and doing you know, doing what everyone else was doing last night, watching someone else light fireworks or watching it on TV. You know, you're too valuable. And I don't want to put, you know, Andrew Quarles in the same valuement to my team as JPP is to your team at all in the same way, shape, or form, but you're just dumbing out of itself if you're going to let off a firearm in a parking lot, regardless if you own the gun or not legally or have whatever, what have you. You're an idiot because some girl ditched you and you want to let off your gun. You're just dumb.
It's
but
all
JPP,
the same thing.
Yeah, but JPP, you have to realize that the valuement to your team that you hold in your hand, so to speak, pun not intended, you're too valuable to be doing dumb stuff. Lighting out fireworks, I don't care, you know, if it's around your friends and your family, I don't care what's going on. Lighting out fireworks anywhere close to your hand is dumb, especially when you're a man on the D end who has to use his hand. We talk about now if we get into, you know, just the damage into the hand, we don't know. Yeah, we may be talking like some burns or what have you. We may have some nerve damage, or you know, and he may only miss a amount of time small enough to where he may play all 16 games. But whether it be that right or left hand, he may not be able to smack someone's shoulder. He may not be able to bull rush someone, and they may realize that that right or left hand is weak. So I'm just going to mush him off and push him to the ground. So the valuement of you may be less now, even if you do come back healthy, so to speak, because of anything that could be going on the inside of your hand that can't be foreseen or anything like that. So it's just a sad situation, and it's just really not smart. I'm just really appalled at someone this old making such a dumb decision.
Okay.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. How you brothers and sisters doing tonight?
We good. We got a son, Daniel, Dre, Charles, Robbie, Adam, Big O, Nacho, Chris, and myself.
We got a big call. Yeah,
basically we got a full house, man.
I see that. So I figure I'd give a call in, and I mean everyone has probably chimed in to this whole JPP thing.
Not to cut you off. Let me give everybody this information. Adam Schefter has reported that it does not appear right now to be career threatening. So that just came down from Adam Schefter. It does not appear to be career threatening.
I read that earlier.
Before everybody speaks, anybody got background noise? Just mute your phone real quick. Curtis, go ahead and speak. Just mute your phone real quick.
So I'm kind of glad that you kind of brought that in. So now that we do know that this is not career threatening, here's the next question. Do you sign this dude the franchise tag for $12.9 million? Because obviously it's just like this. I call it the Johnny Manziel syndrome. I don't want anybody stupid enough on my team, body, wisely to the point, to invest millions in. So here, if it's not career threatening, do the Giants take back that franchise tag? I mean, do you give this guy $12.9 million? I mean, we have to, we got to start thinking now that we love JPP, we love seeing number 90 on the end, but we got to think as they would think also as businessmen. And do you want a guy if they crucified Plaxico Burress for shooting himself? You know what I'm saying? Do you trust this guy to invest millions in, knowing that he doesn't show the common sense to basically protect himself in a way
where he's not causing himself harm. You know what I'm saying? That's how I kind of look at it. And now, I mean, I'm kind of glad for him. Personally, that's not a career threat. Now, definitely want everybody to get their hustle on. But I'm thinking also just from the Giants' perspective. You know, if we lock this guy in for millions, then that kind of prohibits us down the road from building the youth up and stocking up on the line. So, I mean, what's your thoughts now that we know that's not career threatening, but now think about it. Do you give this guy $12.9 million to play DN for 1 year now?
Yeah, we're going to take that question, Kurt, and we're going to go around with everybody get their answer on Curtis's question. Let's go to Chris and then go to me, and then we'll go back around.
You don't even need to go through me, man. I just, you know what, because let me just state the obvious. Excuse my language, but this was fucking stupid. That's what it was. It's a fucking stupid-ass thing to do. Dude is immature. He knew what was at stake. He knew what this meant to his team, his teammates, his coaches, this community. He did a fucking stupid ass thing because he's stupid. He's a stupid man. Go ahead, Steve. Go ahead.
I think everybody said everything of what I would have said or what I said at the top of this the show. What are you thinking, dude? That's the first thing. You didn't even sign that sucker, and you go out and do this just to put yourself in the position. Like Dre said, you have enough money in the bank to have somebody do it for you if you want to light firecrackers. I don't want to be long-winded on this. I want the stakeholders to sound off, get their thoughts on the New York Football Giants because we have enough time to get that on. Let's go back around and get Sim's thoughts. If you want to answer Curtis's question, what does this do as far as the franchise tag? Because that is a great question. And what message would this send to Reese on how he goes about this? Sim, if you want to answer Curtis's question, anything else you want to add?
Nah, I'm with Curtis, man. I already said it wouldn't surprise me if they pulled the tender off and just say fuck it. You're an unrestricted free agent. Go see what you can get on the open market with a busted up hand where nobody knows what's going to happen to you. You know what I mean? So if he wanted to get a larger contract, you know what I mean? Because that July 15th deadline was the deadline, which you got to get a multi-year deal done or you just sign the 10-day and you play. So eventually he was going to have to just sign it and play. But now, I mean, you just put all the leverage really in the Giants' favor because with that injury, you know what I mean, they were within their rights to pull the tag if they wanted to. I mean, I don't think that they will, but I guarantee you any thoughts that they had of giving him a long-term contract went out the window with that. This is truly going to be a see-what-you-got season. He's going to have to play that whole year out under that tender, and then they're going to have to come back to the table. And honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if they franchised him again because with the new CBA, you could franchise a guy up to maybe, I think, two or maybe three seasons in a row max. So he could get franchised again next year, and he would just get paid whatever, you know, the franchise amount was. So that's on him.
All right, let's go to Daniel. Daniel, what about your answering Curtis's question on the franchise tag?
I would offer him less now because he's a risk. You know what I'm saying? He's a risk. But what if like, you know, he go out for the open market and somebody else give him a chance? Somebody will take a chance with him, and he go ahead and dominate. Would you regret it? No? I'll give him a little bit less. I wouldn't give him that whole money that they offered. I'll give him less now. Cause he's not gonna be worth it. Cause you see life after football, what he do, man? He do stupid shit. Like he do stupid things. Like he don't take care of himself like he's supposed to. Right. Like I'll just offer him less money. Like hey man, look, we see how you do. We know what you be doing. You don't care too much about your health or whatever you do, your surrounding. Here's less money. Take it.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do. That was me. I'll give him less money now. I wouldn't take a risk like giving him that. Is it $14 million they offer him?
Something like that.
Yeah. I'll give him 10. I'll take that four, give him 10. Like, yo, 10, take it or leave it.
All right. Dre.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
I'm here. Yeah, man. I mean, it's as far as that, man, it's kind of hard, man. And if we do let him go, you know somebody going to pick him up. Somebody going to pick him up whether they think his hand is good or not, off the simple fact of, you know, we got Spags back now. Now we got to play on the open market that knows how Spags work because he was on the Super Bowl team. JPP don't even have to play that much at the team. They can get info from him. They could try to, you know, get him just to get info to figure our defense out. Because now we got somebody, you know, we got somebody that knows how the big mastermind of the New York Giants defense works. See what I'm saying? So it ain't really got to be about them getting him and him having a breakout season. He ain't even got to play that much for him. You know, they can brainwash him and think he's going to play that much for him, the information out of him at the same time. So, I mean, believe me, coaching staff probably thinking about that. Because believe me, as fans you see on Facebook, by like, hi, y'all, JPP. But believe me, teams are still nervous as hell about Spags being back. They even more nervous than we were when we first came on the phone and didn't even know if he had blown all fingers or not. That's just how it works. You know, you can't let your guard back down. They're going to be cautious on anything. But like I said, if JP go on the open market, somebody's going to pick him up just because of that simple fact. So, like, you know, like dude just said, man, just if you can, lower the franchise tag, man. I mean, yeah, he's going to get pissed off, but, hey, it's on you. You did it to yourself. You know, at least we won't have to worry about him going to another team and, you know, getting secrets off of how Spags work or whatever. You know, that's all I got.
All right, cool. Let's go to Charles. And then from Charles, we'll go to Robbie, Adam, Big O, Nacho, and Curtis. If you want to answer your own question, Chris and myself. Go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, I mean, it's too early to say, man, what I would do at this point, man, because we just don't know exactly how much time he's going to miss. I think the franchise tag, I think you still give him the franchise tag, and of course that's a set, locked-in salary. You can't adjust that. But, you know, I think you give him the tag. I think a Sim might have said that, you know, I think a Sim might have said that you give him a tag maybe the second year around. I'm open to that, you know, versus giving him a long-term deal right now. I say give him a tag again, and that may actually suffice. With that being said, like I say, it's too early to say what I would do, man. Now, if it's some kind of long-term damage, still be some nerve damage, I think somebody said. If it's something along those lines to where he's not going to be able to be JPP, because to correct someone, that guy's been working very hard this offseason. I don't know if you guys follow him on Facebook, but the silly things he does equal that with a lot of hard work that he's put in this offseason. You know, I think on the field he's going to have a great season. That's just personally. It's just about his maturity, you know, at this point. Not about ability so much, but, yeah, I think you should give him the tag, and then you bring up maybe give him the tag again next year. Let him prove that he's grown, you know, a little bit, and then, you know, let's see what he does. But he won't like that, but at this point, he really doesn't have, you know, he'll have a dog in the fight as far as being able to say, hey, you know, I'm angry about that. He can hold out and do whatever he wants, but, you know, he kind of brought this on himself, so that's all I got to say on that.
Let's go to Robbie and then Adam. Go ahead, Robbie.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think what they should do is, because you know how he's been, you know, not showing up to practice and he's been, you know, kind of avoiding everybody. Personally, I think they just tell him basically to get his ass down there, you know what I'm saying, and talk some sense into the guy. And if he doesn't want to cooperate, then either pull the tag ultimately or I don't even know what to do after that. Honestly, I would just say, you know, talk some sense into this guy, man. If he wants to keep being a child and keeps wanting to mess around, man, pull the tag. We can find someone to replace him that wants to be a Giant.
All right, cool. Let's go to Adam. Adam, you fire away.
So I think that I probably wouldn't pull the tag because I think that the Giants, they pretty much need him this year. Like, I think, and to be honest, like, I think what I would do is not pull it And only unless he just was absolutely a monster this year would I even offer him a long-term deal. Otherwise, I would just let him hit free agency next year and see what he can get. Like I said, unless he plays like he did in 2011, which I highly doubt that's going to happen. So that's my view on it.
Okay, let's bring back on Big O. Big O, what's your thoughts as far as answering Curtis's question on the franchise tag?
Fellas, I know our show is, you know, confidential. No info come out. When our infos come out, we, you know, we can keep it confidential. I promise this person it's not going to go as far as our show because that's, you know, his job is in jeopardy for that. You know, it's crazy. He's a small world. Family member of my husband worked on, was in the operating room working on PP Hand, and it's not looking good, man, at all. Two fingers completely have no flesh, is down to the bone, no meat, period. One has no nerves, like, period. He has no feeling in them fingers. Say, man, he'll be shocked if he'd be able to use that hand any way he used to use it. He said, this looks like it could be a career ending, man. So he's just telling me, he gave me that little quick info. I'm giving it to y'all before you hear from Adam Schefter or anybody. You're not going. I think this man just totally destroyed his career, man. He said the hand looked like straight hamburger meat when it came in.
All right, let's go to, let's go to Nacho. Nacho.
Damn.
Anybody want to answer on our question? From the objective view, from outside looking in.
First initial thought, that kind of just blew me away right there. Sorry, guys. You take
that's
the exactly away.
My
right now, just hearing what I heard, you know, obviously they may now have a choice, but preemptively that comment, before that comment was said, my thoughts were take the tender away immediately, make him go find another team. If no one wants him, then make him work for a contract. My thoughts were simply the man is time and time again proven to be immature and not choosing to grow up and choosing to be a child in his mind, not only at heart, because we all need that childlike spirit in our hearts, but in his mind, he is still a child and not growing up to be an adult that he should be by now. So my thoughts were, like I said before that last comment, my thoughts were take the tag away, make him a free agent. He decided not to sign it. He decided not to show up in June because he wanted a long-term contract. If you wanted a long-term contract, you know, you do things that show you want one. You do the hard work you had been doing, and that's it. You don't do any extracurricular things or anything like that. I feel like they need Whoopi Goldberg in that nun suit to sit him down and go, if you want to go somewhere or be somebody, got to wake up and pay attention. Because this guy needs to wake up and pay attention. And it's just, you know, it's saddening to hear what I just heard. If that is the truth and if that goes down the way it has been said to go down like that, that is a saddening truth of immaturity that ruins your life, not necessarily career. Not having a hand can ruin your life. You know, people can get over it. I understand amputees live normal lives, but you're a multi-million-dollar football player going down to pretty much nothing if this is what the case can be. So it's just really hard for me right now after that comment. But before the comment, definitely rescind the tag and make him prove why he's worth whatever he was going to go get.
But, hey, man, ESPN, ESPN just reported that both hands were injured in this incident, both of them.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, Curtis, you want to answer your own question on that? And then we'll go around.
Yeah, I'll kind of be real quick with it. You know, I was with everybody. You know, I was kind of on the side of pull the tender. You know what I'm saying? This is a business. And like the last, you know, caller just said, you know, when you haven't signed a deal, you know what I'm saying, then you need to just work out and not do stupid stuff. That's like us us as regular people. If we are going out for a job and you know they're going to do a fucking drug test, why the fuck you don't go out there and smoke when you're on a job hunt? You know what I'm saying? It's the equivalent of that. You know what I'm saying? So we got to look at it in, would a job hire us if we just fail the piss test? No. They would think that we were stupid. In our logic that while we're going for a job, we're out there doing stupid shit. This is the same equivalent.
Now, from a physical perspective, I hate to hear that his hands are screwed up. And I think the Giants, knowing their history like they did with the draft pick when they drafted the kid out of LSU who got into like a bike accident or a motorcycle accident, the safety that we had got in the third round a couple of years back. You know, they gave him a couple of hundred grand or whatever, you know, kept him on the team. But with this year, there's too many millions, $12.9 million. You don't have a deal. And I don't think the Giants, you know, will sign him because they can't put that money to – they could put that money to a couple of free agents out there that's out there just chilling, you know, on the couch. You know, and let's just be realistic about JPP's production. Okay, first, you know, I want to make the first statement. JPP wasn't on the Spags defense. JPP got his Super Bowl under the goddamn Perry Fuel defense when they went in Indianapolis. So he wasn't out there in Phoenix when Spags beat the Patriots. Second thing is, let's be realistic about his production last year. JPP really sucked, and he beat up on the Jaguars, the Redskins, the Rams, bullshit lines toward the end of the year. So let's just be real. He padded his stats at the end of the year. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not sitting here thinking that JPP is a JPPO. If I see 12 sacks here, but when did you get these 12 sacks? When we were like 3-8? Or, you know, when did you get these sacks? So I'm at the point of, you know, so my point is I think like this. I'm a Justin Tuck fan. I'm a OC Umeyora fan. Because them cats came in there and they worked hard every fucking year. Even when OC wanted his money, he still came in and he worked hard in the offseason. He didn't do dumb shit. So my thing is knowing Jerry Reese, knowing the Giants, knowing how they got rid of, like, dumb people who did dumb shit, they're going to do the same thing with JPP.
Beautiful.
This is going to be real. Chris, you about to say something?
Nah, man. I was just amening at Kurt right there. I like that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Steve.
I'm going to see how Reese is going to handle this because the New York Football Giants has been an organization that's no nonsense. It's usually one or two strikes, you're gone. This is going to be real interesting how they handle this because they have to kind of still set a precedent on how they're going to retain players. And they can't show favorable treatment based off the field actions, and that's all. That's my only point. I actually want to add on that. Now we'll go back around the round table to a sim. Now the discussion, the topic of this broadcast was actually about the linebackers, Reuben Randall, Jonathan Hankins. Let's try to squeeze those guys in and a sim on the linebackers, the core that we have right now, as you see it, Reuben Randall, Jonathan Hankins, and anything you want to add on. JPP, go ahead and fire away.
Man, I'm done with JPP. But as far as the linebackers go, I mean, it's the same thing that it's always been, man. They got to find a way to keep Beeson healthy in the middle. I believe if they keep Kennard healthy, dude is a future stud, man, on the outside. And, you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people had jokes about that cat, JT Thomas, man. But I think, you know what I mean, he can be a player for you. You know, it's just that he was miscast by having to play middle linebacker, you know, for the Jags last year after Puck Lesney went down with the knee injury. But I think the skill set that he has definitely fits for the weak side. And listen, I'm expecting a big year from, you know, from Big Hank. You know, I mean, we could all agree nobody saw that coming as far as the sophomore year from him. And had it not been for the name game, He should have went to the Pro Bowl, but I mean, like it. Reuben Randall, you know, like O said a couple of times, this is put up and shut up time for him. If he doesn't get it done, there's a lot of capable dudes on the roster waiting to take his spot, and particularly a cat wearing number 88, you know, who rededicated himself this offseason and looked like he's willing to run through a brick wall or whatever he has to do to get Coughlin and that coaching staff to notice him. And we all know, man, all it takes is one injury for a dude to burst onto the scene and shine. I mean, look at Cruz, bruh. Hickson tore that ACL up week two. They put him in there, and the only injury has got that boy out the lineup since then. So sometimes, you know, you just need that chance. And the fact that he's an undrafted kid, them jokers come in hungry, man. So I mean, Randall, I'm hoping Randall can show up this year, being that it's a contract year, but at the same time, man, I can't even front. I wouldn't be mad if they let him go. You know what I mean? They could do the same thing that they did with Manningham. You set a number to him, and you know, you accept it. If you don't accept it, we move on because we got others, you know what I mean, to take your spot. And, you know, the last couple of years, receivers left the Giants, they ain't really done too well in other spots. So that's up to him on how he wants his season to go and if he wants to remain in Big Blue.
Right.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's go to Daniel. Daniel, what's your thoughts on the linebacker core as you see it right now? Reuben Randall, Hankins, and even anything you want to add with JPP?
Yo, I'm not a big fan of Reuben Randall. Get rid of him. Give a shit about him. The middle, the linebacker situation. Like, real talk, I really don't care about Reuben Randall, man. Like, he really upsets me, man. Like, come on. The linebacker, I see Kennard, like, that's his name, Kennard, yeah. Kennard being like a beast, man. I just hope he can stay healthy. Like, I like that kid, man. I see the ambition. I see the power in him. And I could see him being our future linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, I have nothing else to say. And hopefully the O-line can get it together.
Okay.
And then the last thing about the JPP, with that news I just heard, I was trying to be positive about the whole thing. Man, fuck JPP, man.
Word
is born, man. Like, good luck with your life, yo. Good luck with your life.
No,
seriously, man. I was trying to be positive about the whole situation. But that shit right there just, like, pissed me off. Like, straight up pissed me off, man. Like, when you gonna get through your fucking head like you a multimillionaire, man? You can't be doing dumb shit.
How about a
and
man?
And I was really trying to be positive about that shit. I really was trying to be positive. But that shit right there, man, fuck, man. Like, yo, excuse my French, yo. Like, what is wrong, man? Like, yo, fuck him, man. Good luck with your life, yo. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, right. You know how passionate Daniel is, a real passionate Giants fan. That's our dude right there. He tells it how it is. He tells it how it
that's
is.
Right.
Let's go to Dre. Dre, what's your thoughts on the linebackers, Reuben Randall, Jonathan Hankins? Anything you want to talk on those three and anything you want to add with JPP incident?
Man, Randall, I don't know, man. I mean, he's been with us a couple seasons, man. He really ain't do nothing until, like, the last four or five games of last year. But, how long he been with us, four or five games, that don't show you nothing, man. So, as far as him, I mean, if we dropped him, that wouldn't be a surprise. You know, I mean, I would. But and as far as the linebacking core, man, it's all about injuries, man. Right now, I think if we healthy, we good, man. You just got to get rid of the injury bug, man. You know, every week, I know I miss some weeks, but every week I'm on here, man, we always talking about injuries because there's always a new person getting injured. So, I mean, as far as that, you know, it's been like that for years. You know, nobody's been able to figure it out, so that's always going to be a part of the team. Hate to say it, but that's always going to be a part of the team. I don't know how we can fix that. I don't know if it's the strength coach or whoever. Or today, I don't know if it's just the players doing dumb shit. You know, JPP proved that. But as far as everything else, man, I really ain't got nothing else to say.
Okay, let's go to Robbie. Robbie, what's your thoughts on the linebacker core, the free agents that we picked up, the health of Beeson, McClain, Kennard, we discussed Kennard, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. But just the core in general, as you see it, Reuben Randall and Jonathan Hankins. And anything else you want to add about JPP?
All right, man. Well, as I said a while back, I remember a while back when we first signed him, JT Thomas, man, one of my friends, I've talked to him plenty of times, man. He's a great guy, real excited. And like I don't know who he was talking before, but he's more of an outside linebacker, man. He's going to star alongside Kennard, man. That's going to be nasty, but... Beeson, man, something about him. You know, obviously, you know, he's had a lot of problems with injuries, but you got to look at all that he's done, especially on the Panthers and stuff, man. So if he can get back to that level, man, we got a stud at middle linebacker. And then, you know, we all know who Devin Kennard is, man. Not too much talk about him. He's just a stud. Come on now, you know.
Yep.
And Ruben Randle. Shit, man. Ruben Randle is one of those guys. I don't want to see him in a different uniform because I feel like he has a lot of potential. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like you guys were saying, there's a lot of people behind him, especially number 88, that wants to take his spot, man. So you got to prove us something. And then JPP, like we said, man, there's a lot of people behind him too. And I don't want him to come out, you know, it's one of those things, you don't got to take his tender away right away, but I don't want him to come out, oh, I'm sorry, I'll change this up. I want to see an apology on the field, you know what I'm saying? I want to see him have a good year, man, like rookie year. And I want to see him play the way he's played back then, if he's going to be allowed back on the team. You know, we don't know what's going to happen yet, but I don't know, man. I don't know. This whole situation has me pretty pissed off as well, man. That's about it.
All right. Let's go to Big O, if you're still with us. Your thoughts on the linebackers, Ruben Randle, Jonathan Hankins, and anything else you want to add with the JPP situation? Big O, you're back on.
Man, yo, I'm in shock here, man. Like, I can't believe this is all happening right now, man. Like, really? This close? Like, I can't believe. And this man just went back to work. And it's crazy. And it's just, you know, wow. I'm shocked,
yeah,
man. This is unbelievable. I'm not giving you guys, I wouldn't make up no fairy tales, no nothing new. I am shocked. I cannot believe I'm in a situation where I'm hearing first. It's not looking, I mean, he's a surgical technician, man. I mean, he's there. He's seeing it. He's like, man, that looks crazy. There's no way this man's coming back this year, dude. So we can hang that up. I'm telling you, we can hang that up. When you're dealing with nerves,
we got no replacement
like that,
for that dude.
That's what's killing me right now. It's like, you see, we wasted our time. I mean, and it felt like we got bamboozled, man. Like, all year long, we wanted to trade him. We wanted to do whatever it takes to get some other stud in here that's going to come in here and play no games. And we put a franchise tag on this dude. We say we're going to work with him. We're going to do this. We put our faith in this guy. And I kind of knew it, man. I kind of felt it that this guy's not holding his part of the bargain. And it hurt us, man. I really don't. It leaves me with scratching my head. Like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Like, I mean, yeah, it sounds good. We can get training camp, this and that. But it's a big problem, man. What are we going to do? We're losing defense. We already had a couple of guys already hurt. You know, we've been there already, and now we lose this guy that we're expecting to have a big season because this is his contract year and everything, and he is gone, dude?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you fix that right now? Well, what's in free agency to pick up? There's nothing, man. Now we're working like, I mean, oh, man, I can't even talk about Randall or anybody else right
went,
now.
They should have went to Hardy,
blow,
man. They should have went after Hardy, man. They should have.
Right.
Like somebody said earlier, man, six games. Oh, well, six games, don't deal with them. But after that, man, like, they should have went after Hardy, man.
Right.
They should have went after him.
That's crazy, man.
And
that
John Hurt, man, like, yo, who can you replace with JPP right now?
Who?
I got my pit bull. My pit bull could attack anybody if I tell him stick him.
Right.
And that's it. Nah, where is more, man? Like, you – it's nobody out there. Maybe it is somebody out there, but we don't know about. But right now,
right,
it's nobody out there.
I dream that Demontre Moore will wake the fuck up and become a beast.
I pray that happens, man. Now we got to push on something else because this JPP is over with. That story there is that's to be continued. We don't have nothing else on JPP right now. That is, you can't even, we can't even. That is a dumb. As we're talking right now, the front office is already, exactly what one of the callers just said. Let him go. Let him try to shop it now because now his hand is all blown up. So you're not going to get anything, you know. And if you want to come back and we work with, put you in our facility, our rehab facilities, and see what you can give us next year, we can do it like that. But JPP right now is a next year project, if that.
Yeah.
So it's move on, and who are we going to find to replace that? And I am in shock, yo. We got to give up something in order to get something. We that's what we got to do. That's the way I see it right now for us. I mean, if we really, if nobody steps up and nobody can carry the fork, hold the fort down. I mean, come on, man. It's we give up something to get something, man. That's the situation I see we in right now.
Who would you give up though?
That's I'm not saying I don't have nothing right now. But I would have to review the roster and see what we can do. Like, damn.
No team. Well, I don't see no team in no trade right now. I can't see this.
Yeah.
Not right now. But let's go to Nacho. Nacho, giving us the objective view from the outside looking in. Anything you want to discuss as you see as our linebackers, Reuben Randle, Jonathan Hankins, or even with this JPP situation?
With the linebackers now, including the JPP situation, with the linebackers, it's all hands on deck. You need everyone healthy. You need everyone to be where they're supposed to be and do what they're supposed to do. On the JT Thomas situation, I always thought, like everyone else on the panel has already said, I thought he was an outside linebacker with the Pavlovsky injury. They had to move him inside, so we didn't get to showcase his talent. I think now being able to play on the outside with you guys, he'll be able to showcase his talent. Also playing with Jacksonville, no matter what you do, no matter how good you are, your talent is always going to be downlooked because you play on a team that doesn't win more than 6 games a year and, you know, is a perennial top 5 pick. So you're automatically just downgraded as a player no matter what you do. So JT Thomas isn't going to get the respect or anything he might truly deserve, whether it be just a little more respect or a lot more respect. He's not going to get it because he had a Jaguars jersey on. But I do think that's a good pickup, and I think that's someone that will produce. But like I said, it's all hands on deck, and everyone needs to be there. As for Reuben Randle, I'm like with the other guy. F him. He could do whatever he wants. You got Preston Parker there. I think he was the third leading receiver last year. And you got other key players, I think Corey Washington as well. So you got a lot of players I want to step up with the two main guys, Cruz and ODB. Right now, it's like whoever wants to. I mean, it could be Shane Vereen for all who gives a dang right now, because with those two, they're going to get the numbers, and you just need someone there who can play. So if you got Shane Vereen and Preston Parker and Corey Washington putting up decent numbers, not necessarily stat sheet stuff, it's just enough with those two. I mean, this offense is predicated on everyone getting the ball and everyone getting touchdowns. Green Bay Packers had two players in the top 5 for touchdowns last year, or in the top 10 for touchdowns. So that's just what we spread the ball around. So that's what you want to do, especially when you're going to have ODB and Cruz that demand at least somebody spying them, or at least on top of who's covering them. These third and fourth guys, especially Shane Vereen, they're going to get one-on-one coverage. They need to beat their guy and get yards. So, Reuben Randle, you kind of live without him. You know, he's kind of that guy that who was that potential. He had a lot of potential and could have. He didn't, and the potential's gone to me. You know, you can get rid of him, do whatever with him. You got enough guys on that team that can, I think, it could suffice and put up some points. On the JPP situation, what's not being talked about is how the team makes out like a bandit right now. If they wanted to immediately, they can go into that office, rescind that tag, and don't owe the man anything. And this whole event to the front office never even happened. Okay, you missed June. You didn't sign it, and you wanted a long-term deal. Well, this happened. Bye. Have a good life. You know, like the caller just said, have a good life. Peace out. That's just what it comes down to. Also, on a lesser note, a group of strength and conditioning coaches also get away with the constant, like the last caller said, the constant week in and week out of calling in and having to hear of another injury. That's not due to every single player on your team having the ill-advised, notion to do something dumb and getting injured. That's with your strength and conditioning coaches not doing enough to where your guys are working their hardest to get to the best position, to get to the best place in their physical career that they can put on the field. And your strength and conditioning coaches are letting them down by not advising them in the right way so they don't injure themselves. But now with this, they have another incident like a Plexico where you get to take the eyes off of those strength and conditioning coaches and you have to look at the individual players and see what happened and why they were injured. So on a lesser note, that group of strength and conditioning coaches gets the microscope taken off of them for the time being because someone was so dumb and irresponsible to light firecracker and ruin their entire life. So, it's sad to see, obviously, as a human being, I want the guy to get better, live a full life, and do the things that, every normal human being should do. But as a player, F him. Good luck to you, and have a good life. And that's just, you know, and that's a non-Giant talking, non-Giants fan. So, you know, you can't do that to your team, and you can't do that to a franchise that needs you, that was, you know, willing to give you $14.8 million when obviously your numbers do not predicate $14.8 million or a long-term contract with big money. So they were willing to give you a chance, and you were willing to shove it in their face and do something stupid and idiotic. So good luck to you.
Yeah, Chris, you're up next. I kind of wanted to get your perspective on Hankins today, especially because I was looking forward for a couple of days because of this news with JPP. I mean, this is real huge and the timing of this, all this crap. But anything else you want to add with the JPP? But I also wanted to get your the trickle effect, the ripple effect with the defensive line, also with the linebackers, as you see it, Chris.
I don't really see anything now because my vision is clouded, you know? I mean, I felt that since Ayers was hurt, that, okay, that's all right. We can give him a little time to come on back. I don't know how long. I think it was going to be he's going to miss the first three or four. Your guys got to correct me on that. Three or four games, or maybe be you have limited action or whatever. With the double O guy, what I can't even, don't even get me to try to pronounce his name, but, you know, I thought we'd be able to bring him along slowly because, you know, he's sort of like a project with great upward ability. So he was somebody that I was looking at, you know, in the long run. You know, I felt that Hankins was ready to step up. I'm going to be real brief because we got to do other things here. Hankins was ready to step up. Bromley was ready to step up. And also, I thought that Demontre Moore needed some kind of shot somewhere on the line. But now that this thing with JPP has transpired, man, maybe this might be his chance to step in and show a little something. He got 5.5 sacks last year. So he does, and he's been waiting. You know, he's been like that, you know, as we used to say in our neighborhood, Puerto Rican princess, waiting for the date. So let's see what happens here, you know. The linebackers, look, Kennard's on his way to the Pro Bowl one day, man. I'm not worried about him at all. The other side, you may have, like, J.T. Thomas and Casillas. They might surprise you. And Big O's boy, McClain might give you some flashes of brilliance. You never know. The key is always Beeson. Beeson's the key. Beeson, because he's a hell of a, besides his presence on the field, he's also a hell of a goddamn locker room presence, man, and a cheerleader to the rest of the fellas. So his presence is sorely, sorely needed as much as we can get at him. You know, we were thinking that the line would be so dominating that the linebackers would have time to gel. I'm not really sure how this affects the coaching scheme right now from Spag's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure about that. Okay. Randall, look, man, you know, Randall reminds me, if the Giants were like Steinfeld, he'd be Kramer to me. You know what I mean? You know, I don't know what he does, what he's thinking. I sometimes you get a gigantic potential performance, and then the next week, he don't know his routes. I'm not really sure what we have with him. But because I'm so pro-Giant, I'm afraid to say, oh, let's get rid of him. You know? Yeah, so I'm a hypocrite there. I got that. So I don't know what the hell. I just hope that Jeremy Davis has something in the can for us, that he's learned the offense. I hope that Corey Washington is ready to step in because I don't really trust him. How about that? That's a nice way to say it. And that's about it. That's all I got, Steve. Go ahead on.
You have what you're saying with Randall. There's a nice little bit of insurance policies. If those insurance policies kick in right, just in case Randall doesn't develop the way he should, that's the take I get what you're saying. And I agree
with
you.
Well, see, Eli is ready, man. Eli is really ready and plump this year.
I agree.
If he had a nice combo to go to besides after Cruz and Beckham. You know, I know these other guys are ready too, but, you know, what do you have in Randall? You know, because Randall's always been a cameo appearance guy, you know? And I don't really know what – I can't even give you a definitive scouting report on the dude. It would be nice if he stepped up this year and showed us something because we have areas – I mean, offensively, you know, we don't need to have any more issues. The last 3 years have been nightmares. So, you know, it would be truly helpful if he did his thing.
No, the funny thing about Randall, as consistent as he has been and how a lot of the fans have seen his play, it's not like the guy had a bad season last year. I mean, he almost had 1,000 yards receiving. He had 3 touchdowns. He had almost 50 more targets than he did the year before, and I think it had a lot to do with Cruz going down, but also the new offense and him getting releasing off the line. He had 71 catches last year, guys. I think that number goes down, and it's not because it goes down because of his production. I think it goes down because I think we have more weapons on offense if Cruz is Cruz. I would say Cruz is Cruz, but if Cruz comes back to a certain percentage, let's say, I don't know, 75-80% what he is, because I think Cruz loses that fifth gear. What makes Cruz is that ability to turn on that extra gear, that separation on breaking away from defenders. I don't think he has that with that knee injury when he comes back. But I think Randall, like what everybody else has said, when it comes to Vereen catching passes out of the backfield, check downs to Rashard James, using the tight ends, it's not because his production will go down because of him. It's because we have more ways to spread the ball around. That's how I look at Randall. I don't, but he still has to bring. He still has to bring it, no matter what. He's going to have to step up. He has to be the number two receiver in this offense. You saying what?
Hard to lose him.
No, well, he has to be number two.
Okay, I agree. Does he have to be?
When we discuss, when we featured the wide receivers, when all of us was sent.
I remember that. I just wanted an update on what you were thinking. I mean, does he have to be?
I still think he has to be number two, though. Of course, number one is Beckham Jr. Number two has to be Randall. I always say number three has to be Cruz. If the Giants are going to be at least 10 wins, a 10-win team, that has to be the order of production on the wide receiver front. It has to go Beckham Jr., Randall, Cruz. If there's anything you could get out of Corey Washington is actually added bonus. I don't really see him as a big-time player in the offense, but anything he brings to us is added insurance. That's kind of how I see the production with this. Now, as far as the linebackers, anything that Cassius and JT Thomas could bring that Jaquan Williams or Paysinger wasn't bringing is going to be a plus for us, because if they could stay a weak side linebacker, keep Kennard a strong side, and whatever 10 games we could get out of Beeson, because I still not a believer of Beeson with the full 16 games.
We will
see how this happens with that, because I think the linebacker core is okay. I don't think it's a dominant core. And then as far as Jonathan Hankins, we'll see, because I think he's a big piece of the defensive tag, and as you guys know my take on it, I wish we would have got somebody to pair up with him in the draft as far as a run-stopping stud. I know that Ellis coming over from the Jets, but it remains to be seen. Let's get to the final thoughts. Let's get everybody's final thoughts. Let's take about a minute. Final thoughts to Sim, Dre, Robbie, Big O, Nacho, Chris, and myself. Sim, give us 1 minute, your final thoughts on the Giants, on anything you want to add. Let's see, where is he at? Let's see. It's Sim, there you go.
Yeah, I said everything I had to say, fellas. I'm just waiting for July 30th, man, the first day of camp and the first couple of practices to see how certain things are panning out, man. That's it. All right.
Great. Thank you very much. Let's see. Let's get final thoughts from Daniel. Daniel, give us a minute of your final thoughts on the JPP, linebackers, Ruben Randall, Hankins, or anything New York Football Giants.
I hope we go 12. We win 12 games, man. That's what I'm hoping for. I hope everybody get it together. Anything goes well. That's about it.
Cool.
Okay. Thank you very much. Dre, your final thoughts.
Well, I ain't got that much, man. Just, you know, I can't wait to preseason, you know, the camp preseason. As far as the offense, man, I just hope, like Steve said, 75, at least 75-80% Cruz back to itself. Because even Beckham wasn't even 100% when he was playing. You know, you can get away with about 80%, 75-80%. You know, that right there would take a lot of pressure, you know, off of Eli. It would make Eli happy. Our offense showed signs of being dominant last year. I mean, the first time we saw it was, you know, against Washington. If we could get consecutive games, steady games of it being like that first Washington game, man, that was exciting to see, man. I was jumping up and down like a little kid, man. I was just happy. Like, oh, we got an offense. And even though 7 games in a row, whatever, the offense still was clicking, because Eli still had a pretty good year. So I'm just excited to see, you know, how a whole we need to get a whole season of Cruz and Beckham in there, and everything else falls into place behind, because those two guys are going to take they're going to take a lot of pressure off of, you know, your Corey Washington's, you know, your Ruben Randall, you know, and all them, and like you said, the running back that we got from New England, he's a threat out the backfield, you know, was Rashad Jennings, but, you know, it's the injury thing. Jennings got to stay healthy. You know, that's basically all I got.
All right, cool. Thank you very much. Let's go to Robbie. Robbie, let's get your final thoughts.
Man, I just hope the front office, you know, handles this situation right, and not too much we can do about it, man. We can just, you know, either whatever side you're on, you know, with them or against them, and either way around, it's still a big injury, and hope for the best for him, and optimistic about the receiving core, man. Excited to see what happens there, but yeah, nothing else to say, man. Just bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Okay. Let's go to Big O. Big O, let's get your final thoughts on New York Football Giants.
I like that. Yeah, man. I just want to tell you, man. I want to pray for the MO, Jason Pierre-Paul. Hope everything works out. I'm not going to be selfish about it. You're going to be human. You're going to make mistakes, but I know you made a few. It makes a lot. You know, it is what it is. But other than that, man, let's just hope the team can get it together, get the plans together, see what we can do to get back on track, because it's going to take a lot right now, especially on defense. If you can't act like it is not going to hurt, it is going to hurt to replace this guy. Great run. He's a good run stopper. Yeah, pass rushing, his activity can go down a little bit, but hopefully, man, we can get this stuff, you know, we can fix these things that's going on. I'm just tired, man. We're just tired of the same old thing every year. Somebody's going down. That's a big part of the team. So let's just hope it comes together, man. All right, cool.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Nacho. Nacho, give us a quick minute on your final thoughts. Oh, there you go. Sorry about that.
Hey, guys,
you
hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yes. Sorry about that. Yeah, just, you know, three words, health, 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 and I just hope you guys can stay healthy and get everything in order. This offense is really going to need to carry this defense for the majority of the season, but like I said, with the amount of weapons you have with Eli and the offense way it's made out to be, I believe you guys can put up the points to help this defense out. So, you know, like I said, just everyone needs to stay healthy, all hands on deck, and make smart decisions in your life.
All right, thank you very much, Nacho. Christopher, your final thoughts?
Nothing much, man. I just really, really would like to see Tom Coughlin's face right now, though. You know, I'd like to see Coach Spags' face right now. I want to know what they're talking about for tomorrow morning. I really would really, really like to be a fly on the wall with that. But past that, man, you know, I'm hopeful that these guys that do know that they have an opportunity to step up in the NFL, these J.T. Thomases, your DeMontre Moores and all of these guys, I hope that they really realize what an opportunity they have to really shine this year and contribute to the team's success, you know, 10, 11 win success. And you know, we still have an opportunity to do really, really good things this year. And I'll just try to be a little bit more optimistic next time we're on the air. Cause right now, it's a downer. But, you know, I still bleed blue. Thanks, Steve.
Let's thank all the callers. Thanks to all the New York Football Giant, the Bleed Blue Show stakeholders, Sim, Daniel, Dre, Charles, Robbie, Adam, Big O, Nacho, Curtis, Christopher, and myself. You know, GiantsTimeTravel.com, if you want to be a part of all the New York Football Giants games on the road, Dallas, the Big Blue Takeover Weekend, week one at Dallas, go to GiantsTimeTravel.com for that. For that game, the New Orleans game, the Tampa game, the Miami game, the packages is available. Great prices. If you want to travel, jump on that. Great prices. And, of course, you can catch the archives of the show, of the Bleed Blue Show, on TuneIn, Podcast Republic, and, of course, iTunes. To listen to the audio archives of the Bleed Blue Show, to listen to the stakeholders, drop the Big Blue knowledge. And, of course, if you're a fantasy football guy, the BleedBlueShow.com, BleedBlueShow@gmail.com. If you want to sign up for the Fantasy Football League, just send a quick email and we'll roll out the details. We'll have the live draft late August live on air here on the BleedBlueShow.com. For Sim, Daniel, Dre, Charles, Robbie, Adam, Big O, Chris, Nacho, myself, Bleed Blue.
Bleed Blue, baby.
Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?